All right, it's still Spirit of Nigeria Radio, bringing Nigerians in diaspora up to speed. Of course, giving positive Nigerian energy, positive Nigerian narratives, positive Nigerian vibes. And we continue with our COVID-19 country review. This is the afternoon session, and we are starting with a COVID survivor, Aliyah Adewusi. All right, we'll make this as brief as possible. How does it feel to be interviewed rather than be the interviewer?
I've been feeling weird all day, actually. I've been looking forward to this, but at the same time, I've been feeling very weird. But, I mean, this has to be done, so let's do it.
All right. First of all, let us appreciate you. Let us thank you for being bold enough to step out to say, oh, yes, I'm a COVID survivor, and I'd like to talk about it so that other people can learn from it, and you would like to share experience. I think that's very, very commendable. In any case, being in this business, we owe our listeners, since it's so close to home, we owe them the experience, you know, so that they can truly and sincerely believe what we are talking about. All right, so let's start from the very beginning. COVID came into Nigeria like a year ago. Yes, we were all here. And did you ever imagine that you were going to catch it, or the coronavirus was going to hit you? Did it ever cross your mind?
I never. I did a lot of casting and binding in the very beginning when COVID came into Nigeria. You know, we had a lot of families casting and binding, praying. And I just felt like I was one of those, you know, the many Nigerians that would never, because I mean, I just never saw it happening to me or anyone close to me. I just felt like it was a very, well, my mentality back then, I saw it as a very bougie virus in the sense, but I mean, it has happened and now I understand better and I have a clearer understanding on what the COVID virus actually entails and what it means. And I know that nobody, as a matter of fact, I'm not sure that anybody is excluded. Anybody can get the virus, whether bougie or not bougie, whether old or young, rich or poor, anybody can get the virus.
All right, okay,
you just have to be very careful.
So you survived what I'll call the first wave. So what did you do wrong, you know, that made the second wave hit you?
What did I do wrong? One thing I know for sure is that you cannot be too careful.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot be too careful. Use your face mask, use your hand sanitizer. You wash your hands as often as you can. But look at our environment. Look at Nigeria. I mean, I'm a resident of Lagos. So let's use Lagos as a typical example. If you have to transport yourself to work or anywhere at all, whether the market or anywhere at all, live your normal life, you are at risk of getting the virus. Because if we're looking at our environment, take for example, if I have to transport myself to work or the market or anywhere at all with public transport, these vehicles are not safe. Because you have like 3 or 4 people on one row, and in total you have like 9-10 people in one bus. And whether or not you have your face mask on, I just feel like, you know, it is not safe. It is not safe. You walk on the street, and Lagos is still sane. You go to places like Ibadan, and you are wondering if, I mean, you yourself, you feel weird if you have your face mask on, because people feel like there is no reason to have their face mask on, or even, you know, abide by the rules or do the right thing of, you know, face, your hand sanitizer, your face mask, do the right thing.
Social distancing.
I feel like social distancing. I feel like so many states are still ignorant of these rules and, you know, of the protocols, the appropriate protocols to stay safe. So like I said, you can't be too safe. Honestly, you can't be too safe. I think the most important thing is just do what you have to do and just ensure that you're doing it right. And like I would say, or like everyone has always said, not just for yourself, but for your loved ones and for people around you.
All right, so let's get to the nitty-gritty. At which point were you convinced, yeah, this is COVID-19?
When I could not taste. I could not taste. That was when I was convinced, because it could have been anything else, you know, I could not smell, like maybe my nose is messing with me, but I could not taste. And that was when I knew that this is real. And I was hoping that, well, take the smell, just leave the taste. If I'm going to be sick, let me at least be able to eat the nice things that I love to eat. But
that's a subject of discussion for another day. The things you love to eat.
It happened like a joke. Okay, it happened on the 17th of. It started on the 17th of January. Actually, that was when I started feeling funny. You know, sore throat. I was tired. I initially I thought it was malaria, and I think that's how it comes. It can start with something minor. It could be headaches. It could be sore throat. It could be you just getting tired easily. And that was how it started on the 17th of January. And on the 22nd of January was when it dawned on me, because on this particular day was a Saturday. But the Friday before that Saturday, when I got back from work, I felt miserable. I was too tired and it wasn't normal. So I went to bed, and then Saturday morning when I woke up, it was not me. I felt like a wreck. And, you know, I tried to go back to bed initially, hoping that, you know, when I wake up, I'll feel better. And then I woke up and I did not feel better. If I felt like, you know, my body was hurting me real bad. I had this, my head was very heavy. I had this terrible headache and I felt miserable. And then when I noticed that something was wrong, I went to the kitchen and I had apple. So I tasted the apple, and I thought something was wrong with that apple because it tasted weird. It didn't even have a taste, actually. It was just very bland. And then I don't know what sawdust tastes like, but with my imagination, I want to believe that everything tastes like sawdust, you know, when you lose your sense of taste. You know, one thing I would always say is that I don't wish COVID on anybody, not even my enemy. I don't wish COVID on anybody at all. And I had people tell me at that time that, you know, yours is even better. It's not even, you know, yours is not as serious as other people's. And I'm like, you mean that people go through worse, people experience worse. So I can imagine, and nobody deserves to feel like that. Nobody deserves to go through that. So basically, I lost my sense of smell, my sense of taste, and it was not a good time. Honestly, it was not a good time. It was terrible, you know, body pains, headaches, and, you know, all sorts. It's not something that I would want to even remember like that.
Okay, all right. So now, generally speaking, respiratory issues, okay, one of the major symptoms or, well, side effects of the coronavirus. Did you have issues with breathing?
Initially, I did not have issues with breathing, but along the line, yes, I started having issues with breathing. You know, there were times that I just run out of breath and I just tried to take it easy, you know, just sit down, try to, you know, cut the curtains and all of that. But at times it could be worse, and at times it could just be very mild. But yes, there were times that I did run out of breath, and, you know, it is one of the scary things, but scarier things happened. But it was just running out of breath. Losing your breath is one of the scary things that, you know, comes with COVID-19. And it is not nice. It is not funny, because at that point, you are literally praying to God to please restore your breath. And it's not funny. It's not nice. But yes, there were times that I did run out of breath. Many times.
All right. So now, knowing Nigeria, there are two, you know, different sides, you know, or two different camps in terms of medication. Some people use the garlic, the ginger, the turmeric, the honey, and all these, you know, natural things. And some others just go strictly by the orthodox medicine. And of course, some do combine. Which one did you use? And if you used the combination, which did you think really worked?
Um, honestly, I was desperate, so I used everything that I was asked to use. I used the drugs, and I went a little bit traditional. You know, I did the herbs and all of that. Can I mention the drugs?
Yes, why not? Go ahead.
Okay. Yes. The zinc, vitamin C with zinc, vitamin D, azithromycin, and then ginger, the garlic, painkillers. You need a lot of painkillers, actually, because, you know, you get to have a lot of body pain. So you need a lot of body painkillers. And then you need plenty of fluids. You know, you need to take plenty of water. But yes, it was basically the vitamin C with zinc, the vitamin D, the azithromycin, and zinc. And then I had a lot of ginger and garlic. And then at times you have to use pineapple peels. You boil pineapple peels with ginger, with garlic, and pineapple peels, ginger, garlic, and then you drink the water as often as you can. And then you use the drugs, the vitamin C with zinc, vitamin D, and the azithromycin in particular, and then the zinc. So all those ones, I can't say which actually worked at any particular time, but I just combined everything because I was desperate and I needed to feel better. But I'm guessing it was easier for me to take the herbs because, you know, they were just easier to consume and I didn't have to feel funny afterwards. But especially with the drugs, I noticed that anytime I take the drugs, I could feel better, or at times I could just feel worse, you know, start throwing up and all of that, especially with the zinc. So I think the herbs worked better for me, which is the pineapple peel, the ginger and garlic, boiling pineapple peel, the ginger and garlic, and taking the water. It worked better for me.
All right, listening to you, you sound like a pharmacist already, or some herbal doctor. All right, okay. So let's talk about road to recovery, okay? Now that you are much, 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 much better, and I'm using my much, 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 much better advisedly, you know, of course, some of these things still linger on in the body from what we've read and what we've seen. I see you're still coughing slightly, which is understandable, you know. So at what point, even before you did a test that confirmed that you were negative, did you think that you were all right?
There were times that I woke up and I felt like a human being. I actually felt like a human being, you know.
Oh, before then you were feeling like what?
Even animals, I'm very sure animals would feel better. I didn't feel like anything. I felt like this. I don't know how to put words together to explain what you would actually. Well, I don't know. Maybe I don't want to remember, but I can't exactly explain what the pain and the situation is. You know, it's just horrible. Horrible is the word. But yes, there were times that I woke up and I did feel better. You know, I didn't have severe body pains. I didn't have horrible headaches. And, you know, I had appetite to eat. Yes, I had the strength to eat, you know, and you know, cook something for myself. So I realized that, okay, yes, I'm actually feeling better. You know, because in the process, when I had the COVID and when it was still severe, I couldn't. There were times that I'd be in bed like almost throughout the day. I won't be able to get up. I won't be able to lift anything. I won't be able to do anything at all. There were days that I had days like that. There were days that if I had to puke, I would have to crawl to the bathroom, you know, because I was really weak. And the horrible thing about COVID-19 is that at that point, you don't even have your loved ones around you to take care of you. You know, it's just you and yourself and every advice and everything anybody's telling you. Because usually if you have to feel like that, you need someone who would be there for you, someone who can attend to you, who can cook your meals, who can take care of you. But you can't do that. You can't have anybody around you because you don't want to put anybody at risk. It is very risky. So the other person doesn't get infected.
That was one of the questions I was going to ask, you know, in terms of care and support during that period. But let me go somewhere else right now. And I think maybe we should take a break. We'll listen to Cobams. Then when I come back, we'll be talking about why you did not go to the hospital, isolation center, and of course, the lessons learned and pieces of advice for other people. So let's take a short break. When we come back, we'll just round it up, and of course, you'll be in better stead, and I'm sure you can take a break.
Spirit of Nigeria Radio, bringing Nigeria's in diaspora up to speed.
My brother, my sister, papa, mama, and pikin. Corona, no big pass us. We go fight time, we go win. As long as we remember to always do the right thing. Wash your hands, love each other, we go win, oh. Corona, na the virus, we the worry human being. He no get let go, but he de waka from person to person. But we fit beat time, we fit stop time, if we maintain good hygiene and practice social distancing, we go win, oh. No shaking hands with your neighbor. Blow them a kiss from afar. Use soap and water to wage war.
Bringing Nigerians in diaspora up to speed.
All right, it's the Spirit of Nigeria Radio, and we will continue with our COVID-19 country review, talking with a COVID survivor, Aliya Adewusi. Okay, Aliya, I see that talking with you, it's already taking its toll a bit, so we'll just round it up right now. I was asking about why you did not go to the isolation center or to the hospital. Any particular reasons for that?
Okay, the first is I was actually scared. Mm-hmm. And another is I needed to be in the comfort of my own. You know, I didn't know what it was going to look like. I didn't know what it was going to feel like. And, you know, being in the isolation center and being with other COVID-19 patients and, you know, I felt like it might have been worse for me. So I'd rather just, I just thought it was best for me to be by myself, you know, in as much as I had everything I needed to take care of myself, I knew I was going to be fine. But going to the isolation center scared me. It felt like, you know, it gave me the mentality of, is this worse than it is? I mean, is my own, I mean, was the virus for me? I mean, was it worse than any other person? So, you know, something like that. But I was just scared, basically. I was just scared of going to the isolation center.
Okay.
I felt like I had everything to take care of myself.
Okay, so on a final note, pieces of advice to Nigerians, to the government, to medical practitioners, to the people. Coronavirus is real from your perspective, whether we like it or not. So definitely. I'm sure your first piece of advice will be to those who don't believe that coronavirus exists.
Exactly. So, the first advice that I have is to people who have actually, who have had the virus and people who have the virus, is that they shouldn't be. It's not, COVID-19 is a virus, an airborne virus, and it's not a sexually transmitted disease. So people do not have to be ashamed to talk about it, to sensitize other people about the virus. You know, people who have had it should come out to tell their own story. You know, this would definitely go a long way in, you know, sensitizing other people who do not believe in COVID-19, who do not believe in the virus. So that's for one. And for Nigerians generally, please take the virus seriously. COVID-19 is very, very real. If you do not have anything to do in public, if you do not have anything to do outside, even outside your door, please just stay indoors. Just do everything you have to do in your house.
All right.
Honestly, do everything you have
Aliya,
to do in your house.
Aliya, now that the COVID vaccine is in Nigeria, would you take the COVID vaccine?
If there's anything greater than a COVID vaccine, yes, I would take it. I never want to experience what I experienced. Definitely, yes, I will take it.
All right, thank you very much, Aliya Adewusi, for being a part of COVID-19 Country Review on Spirit of Nigeria Radio. We wish you well, like they say, speedy, soonest recovery, you know, and of course, you're already there, just a few more days and you'll be fine. But it doesn't go away like that from what we've learned. Earlier on, we spoke with the Director General of the Nigerian Institute of Medical Research and broke it down for us, and we thoroughly understand what is happening. So take care, be good, all right? And thank make sure that you spread the word to all others. And thank you for stepping out to be, you know, a role model in this case. Thank you very much, Aaliyah.
Thank you very much.
Spirit of Nigeria Radio, bringing Nigerians in diaspora up to speed.
We are awesome human beings. We de super, we get power, we can conquer anything. If we hear word and obey laws and exercise discipline, wash your hands, love each other, we go, we know. If it be like, say, you know well, like it's something they do you. And you feel, say, you believe, say, you get a seed to you. And your body no resurgy, like it's something they do you. No let panic finish you, you go in all. Self-isolate for the sake of courageous, you're a captured human being. You too much, oh, you get power, you can conquer anything. Only if you hear word and obey laws and exercise discipline. Wash your hands, love one another, we go, we know. My brother, my sister, papa, mama, and Pekin. COVID-19, no big pass, we go fight and we go win. Just as long as we remember to always do the right thing. Wash your hands, love each other, we go win all.
Spirit of Nigeria Radio, bringing Nigerians in diaspora up to speed.